Upchuck, a really fucking sick band that I'm really into, are coming over to our shores in March for a couple of shows in Wellies and up here in Tamaki. It's going to be really banging. This is their tune, New Case, and there'll be a little interview right after that, so keep it locked. And I'll be giving away these helmet tickets right after that, so keep it on the beat.
Take your time, no please baby.
Shoutouts to all you guys texting in. Shoutouts to the beer spot. Period. A few weeks ago, I had the pleasure of talking to KT from Atlanta-based punk unit Upchuck, who are finally coming to Aotearoa for two shows next month that are bound to be meditative riots. Last October, they released their third album on Domino Records, I'm Nice Now, an album perfectly balanced with a duality of energies, placing the nucleus of the Upchuck world somewhere new, somewhere capable of holding it all, leaning even more into this idea of self-preservation for the sake of us. Here is my yarn with arguably the coolest front person of a band to ever exist, KT from Upchuck. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. How's you?
How's me? I'm good. I'm pretty like tired right now, but that's fine. It's besides the point, you know.
Yeah, I know. I literally just asked. I was like, wait, like what time is it?
What's the time?
Aren't you like a whole day ahead right now?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Well, it's like 11:30 in the morning. I've got a little coffee, you know. But yeah, we've been trying to make this interview happen for a while because you guys are coming over here in March, which is pretty awesome. Because you guys haven't played here before, have you?
No, we haven't.
No. How does that feel coming all the way? Excited. It's far to travel.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
It's like, pretty far.
It's always been on our list for sure.
Yeah, I know that the crowds here will get very excited. The energy will be really awesome. But you've been on tour recently, yeah? Because initially when we were meant to talk, it was kind of like right after the album dropped, but now it's been a few months since the album has dropped. How is this post-released glow feeling? Is it good? Is it bad? What's the vibe? How do you feel?
It's good. It's great. it's good. It's been sick to like even just like play like something new, something different.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy because like we're already just working on the next one. Yeah. So now I'm like having to put all my energy into that.
That must feel crazy with like you've got one foot still in that world and then one foot already in the next ready to go. And you guys have been touring?
I understand. Yeah. I forgot where we were, guys. I think we
so busy.
Like, I know we, I think it was UK, Europe, and then I think we did a US tour right before that too.
Yeah, you're busy, sweeties. You're doing the thing. I know that you guys haven't seen you play before, but just in the music and watching your guys' little film on YouTube, you seem very in sync with each other. And I've read other interviews and heard you guys, it's a bit of a chaotic process when you're writing and everyone's just throwing things out there. How do you think that synchronicity comes? Like, how does that work? Because it's curious to me. It's like siblings.
I have no idea.
Exactly right.
I think we just know each other long enough. And yeah. Like, I think there's just like basic things to just like, I don't know, be synced up with another person or like each other. It's just like hearing each other out and just like basic levels of communication, I think, just like helps us along with just like knowing each other for so long now. Yeah. So it's just like, hey, there's this idea. And then we all just kind of come together. And yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy to think that we're like not necessarily all on the same page.
Totally.
But it all comes together in the end. Yeah.
Come on.
I think when I listen to the album, there is that sense of like the growth that comes with like the age and the experience of like understanding the world and shifting perspectives and preserving yourself and the rest that comes with that. And I think we get scammed into thinking that we can hold only one thing at once, but really when I listen to the album, I'm like, oh no, it's you're capable of holding all of that. And yeah, I'm like, does it feel like the album is a reflection of the capacity that you have now as you get older? Like,
sure, yeah. I would say so. Yeah, because. Yeah, I really don't know. Now that I think about it, I'm like,
yeah,
it is forever changing. It seems like it's like my capacity gets larger as I grow too. So it's like, fuck.
You're in your capacious era. When I look at your guys' albums as well, and I think the past, you know, the first one, Sense Yourself, it's like this inward thing, a self-awareness. And then the second one, Bite the Hand That Feeds You, it's like the defiance, like an external thing, a reflection of that. And then this, I'm Nice Now, it's like, it's the things combined. It's too, you've married them both. Which is awesome, I think. The other thing that I'm really curious about, and I'm sure you've asked this millions of times, is like with the self-preservation message that's within the album, and then with this like, and this at the same time, you just have to go on these hectic tours and there's so much, like it demands so much of you. What are there any like rituals or like things that come with performance that make you feel grounded or like, how do you do it? What's the trick?
I think it's more so like a mindset thing. It's just like, shit, I mean, I like, we gotta do it. So it's more so just like, let's just fucking do this shit. Fucking take a shot of tequila and fucking get on stage and do that shit.
Tequila's the thing.
Also just like resting and taking care of yourself, all those other stuff and et cetera, et cetera. But I'll just like chug half a yerba mate and just start and go.
Yes. Honestly, like, the yerba mate with the tequila is a pretty wild combination.
Yeah, I know.
I've had a few of
those. So I've heard. But it gets the job done.
Exactly right. What is on the rider? Just curious.
What is on the what?
The rider, like what's waiting for you in the green room, yeah.
Man, we got like rotisserie chicken.
Why the fuck are you laughing? Are you in the general?
said in an interview that you said people fuck with you way more overseas. It's like a thing.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, we have this concept called tall poppy syndrome, which is like, it's a social behavior and dynamic where you want to like chop the other person down so that you can feel better about yourself, or you cut down other people for growing tall, you know. And so I've experienced this as well as a DJ. When I go overseas, it's like people respond to me way better. And then I come home and all of a sudden everyone's like, wow, you're so cool. What the hell? Is it the same in like Atlanta? Like what's the, probably beyond the hardcore scene or the punk scene, what is that feeling like within the industry?
I think, well, like for Atlanta, it's definitely like, that's like gang. Like that's the main city. Yeah. That's our hometown.
So that's your
like,
hometown, exactly.
It's definitely, I don't know, the vibes are up. We just played a show on New Year's. That was lively. So it's, yeah, we kind of rarely play Atlanta, actually, now the more I think about it. But we always play like every, like at least like once or twice a year, we try and get like a couple shows in.
Yeah.
But it's, we spent most of like the first like 3 to 5 years just like playing like strictly Atlanta and like trying to tour other places. So it's just like, damn, like, I'm sorry, y'all.
No, damn. We,
like, people will be like, you guys ever play Atlanta? But I'm like, damn, bro. Like, that's the first three to 5 years. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We've been doing this. Like, it's now
we got to spread. We got to let everybody know.
Did you feel that pressure when you first were playing to get out of there? Or were you like quite chill doing the rounds?
No, it's like chill. Nah, because like, I love playing Atlanta. Like, it's always an experience, and it's honestly like shifting. It's kind of crazy, like even in the crowds and everything, just like the people who are coming to our shows are just wild to see.
Has it changed a lot over the past few years?
Not necessarily, but like it has like shifted in like who's like feeling, it almost feels like who's like feeling more like comfortable within the space. It's almost like we're just like adding more. Like it's like getting more and more diverse. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's good.
It's definitely,
we love that.
Just like it's like just getting more and more diverse. Like the more we play, especially in like age range, I like was seeing people who were like, I don't want to assume people's age, but like it was looking like 40 plus.
That's
like
fast.
In the front row, just like headbanging. And I was like, damn, like I was normally, it's like, especially for like those 18 and up shows or like all ages shows. I'm like, they're usually like the youngins up front, but just like seeing like older people just like wilding out. Was wild to see him. I can't even go on the pit anymore, bro. Might be hurt.
That's really cool. I think that's very special, you know, because when you think about a dance floor or like a mosh pit, it's like a microcosm of like a utopia sort of thing. That just speaks to how you guys are connecting with people across the board, you know. It's special. I keep saying that, but it is. I hope that there's like a wide range of people that come to the show in Auckland too, because it's pretty crack up when you get a geezer at the front of your thing and you're like, wow,
exactly.
How does that happen? It's awesome. Hey! Going through the gates of a passage unknowing. What's going on? You're just making new music?
Australia. Other than that, I think, we're just trying to write this album at this point. A lot of creativity into that as of late.
True.
Great focus on that.
And do you guys write while you're on tour?
Nah. Not really.
Some people say that.
I mean, like, I don't know what they do, but I know I'm not. But I definitely know I'm not.
Yeah, the energy, I guess, must be going into the shows. As the front person, as like the circus conductor of the Flea Circus, how do you self-preserve? What's the, I know I've asked you about rituals about performance, but it's quite a powerful role, and I haven't had the pleasure of witnessing you live before, but I'm sure that there is a certain sense of like, wow, I'm really witnessing something. Is there something behind that going on for you? Or is it just pure chaos?
I think it is just like literally just like an expulsion of just like energy. And like, I guess that does kind of like circle back to that capacities aspect. Totally. Because it's just like, damn, like I don't even think I'd be having that much in me, but it really is there at all times.
If you want to get in on this pure punk fury, you can catch Upchuck playing Across the Motu this March, Friday the 13th of March at Double Whammy in Tamaki, and Saturday the 14th of March at San Fran in Wellington. Tickets are on sale via upchuckatlanta.com. Trust me, you do not want to miss this show. It's going to be absolutely unreal and probably really fucking sick and affirming mosh pit, so make sure you're there.
95 BFM.